Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
I've had a pretty good day. Didn't really do a whole lot, but sometimes those quiet moments are more important than anything. So let's go ahead and tell you my website address. It is www.insideswithmichael.net. The call-in number to the program here is 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll start with 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
Yes, thank you. I want to ask you, so this man over here, so I left. He said that he had my license number, and he was going to do some report for something to do with the brother. Is that true? Does he have that? Did he do that? Because I never show him any ID.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did that. I think he's just trying to scare you. But I mean, yeah. I don't see him doing anything.
But he did do something. He did do something bad 3 weeks ago. Is he gonna do something else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, is he still sending me message because I block? They're getting saved.
Right.
I don't want to read.
No. I would just try to relax a little bit, and go from there.
If you don't mind, is the other thing from the coming already? The other process for the other person that is hiding the warrant is already on his way.
Yes.
Oh, good. Like, well, do you know when is it coming?
Excuse me. When?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks.
A couple more weeks coming there.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the last week of this month, so.
Oh, so it's about 2 more weeks. Wow, I feel that it's going to be really big, right?
Yeah, it's going to be good, so.
Okay, yeah. Michael, you're worth every call and helping people. Thank you, Spirit. I'm going to stay and listen. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go with 775. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've been off work since May the 11th.
Right.
I work in a call center, and my hearing aid stopped working. And they had to refurbish them, so it took quite a long time. And I go back to work this Wednesday on the 19th. I'll have a new supervisor. Her name is Christina with a K, and her team lead is Tracy. How will things work? Will I be comfortable? Will I keep my jobs? I've applied for a few other jobs. What do you see?
Okay. I see you keeping this job for a little bit longer. Looks like there's some movement on your path starting about the first week in July, which isn't really far away. I mean, about the 4th of July, things should be opening up for you. But I don't see you leaving there. I see you working there for a little bit longer. Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. When you say movement around the 4th of July, does that mean going to a brand new company or staying with this company, or what does that mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't clear on that. Sorry. Be with that company that you're in right now. And all it meant by movement is, Spirit's going to start opening doors for you, and a lot of things are coming your way, which are good things. So, okay?
Okay. So, and I'm sorry, are you saying I'm going to stay in the same company for another year, or am I going to be leaving in July? What?
No, I see you there for a while. I wouldn't see you moving until about, it looks like about 5 years down the line. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'll be at the same company for 5 years, but maybe a little bit change of position.
Yeah, I would say position changes and, just realize that Spirit has you and watching over you. So we'll help you wherever you need to pay. So.
All right. Well, thank you. You take care of yourself, and thank you for your show.
Oh, I appreciate you listening. Have a good day.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go with 805. You want to ask me how?
Oh, Michael, it's Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How can I help you today?
Good. Glad to hear that. I have a housing appointment. I get help with my housing. I'm low income. uh-huh. and that's going to be July 1st. Do you see them passing it for me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's
I don't see any problems with that at all. So.
Okay, good. Also, I just wanted to ask you real quick. I'm going to the Laughlin, which is near Colorado. It's the river with my sister's family for 4 days. We're leaving Saturday. And am I going to meet somebody there? I haven't met a guy yet. I don't know if I'm going to meet him in my town or somewhere else.
Somewhere else. I don't see anybody clicking with you there. I mean, towards your energy, I don't see that. I see somebody coming in pretty quick, though. Looks like about August.
Oh. Okay. So it'll probably be in my town then that I'll meet him?
I feel like that you meet him outside the town. It's not this one. But yeah, I see him coming into your path pretty quick. Like I said, it looks like about August to me.
Okay. Okay, so I'll probably meet him when I'm out of town then? Or maybe he doesn't live here? Or maybe I meet him here, but he doesn't live here?
Yeah. I feel like you meet him and he lives there, but, you know, just the timing is very important on this, so. Okay.
What do you mean the timing's important?
I mean, you don't want to rush anything and just let it
unfold
as it will. Yeah. So that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a nice
evening. You're
welcome.
Have a good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go with another call here in a minute. Yeah, my switchboard is messing up again. I can't take it. Oh, well, let's try to take a call. 216, you're on wire with me, hopefully. There you go.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you?
I can't complain, so I'm doing okay.
It's Father's Day Sunday. But anyhow, my question to you is, thank you, first of all, for taking my call. I just want a general read, like what's coming up for me, like in the next couple months, if you can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Can I have your first name, please?
Of course, it's Sharon.
Sharon, okay, thank you. I'm going to be quiet for a little bit. So
okay.
I'm going to hang out and just focus on that. It feels like, some kind of a challenge comes your way next month. I'm trying to figure out what they mean by that. But I only see good things. You need to just watch out. I just feel like that. Are you working? Could I get something about your job?
Yeah, that's a challenge. I'm studying for an exam, and I'm taking it next month. And I wanted to see if you picked up on it. That's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I'm taking
an
exam next month. I've been studying like a freaking freak. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, those tests are not easy sometimes. So.
Do you see a good outcome with it?
Yes, I do, actually. All kidding set aside, I feel like it's really a good move for you. So you're going to meet some people that's like-minded, you know, like whatever you believe, they believe. And it's always good when you have people around you that has the same energy, same spirit. So
you feel the job is good and I'm going to stay there and excel?
Yeah, I actually do. Like I said, I don't see a lot of stuff with you, but I do see you doing that, at least the job. But, you know, by the end of the year, it looks like you're leaving that position and moving to something else.
Yeah, it could be another position. I have to be there a year, like in another department, it could be, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's in the same place. It's just, like you said, different department.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't start picking up on that until I looked through the calendar in my head and, you know, saw that things are going to open up for you at the end of this year. Next year for you is really awesome. So, you know, just get through this one and then know that things are going to get better next year.
Yeah, the exam will help me be able to expand. Listen,
oh,
thank you
yeah,
so much
definitely.
For answering my, yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. I appreciate you calling in.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let me give you my website address, www.insightswithmichael.net. So again, it's www.michael, oh, I just forgot my website, insightswithmichael.net. It's one of those days, guys, just bear with me. So it's been all good, but we just got to keep on keeping on talking about doing that. Let's call. Let's see if we can get Four Hill on air with me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. My name's Keisha from Arizona.
Okay, how can I help you?
Do you see me moving soon?
A couple of months.
Before the end of the year?
By the end of the year, yeah, you should be in a new You should be in a new place at least by Thanksgiving.
Really? Thanksgiving. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Is it going to be, you think it's in this area, or will I move closer to another
like it,
population?
Yeah, it feels like you're moving towards where you work.
Oh. I don't have a job now. So I'm going to get a job soon, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
Thank you for answering that question.
Okay, you're welcome.
So, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, it looks like things are going to work for you. So. All right, let's talk to whoever's on the other end of 562. You're on air. Hello.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help?
Hi. My question is, do you have any messages from Spirit for me today?
Yeah, they're telling me for you to watch your back.
Oh, really? About what? Do you see about what?
That I'm trying to see what's, yeah, I'm trying to see that right now. I mean, I think that's the first time on reading that I got that, so. I don't think they're going to hurt you, but it's just stuff being said behind your back and things like that. You know, I don't think your safety is a concern. Just, you know, you just need to watch who you have around you and stuff like that. So.
Is it family members by chance? I've been getting into it with family members. Oh, is it family members or you don't see that?
I don't see that. I'm sorry. I don't pick up on that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just, you know, just don't be afraid. Everything's going to be okay. So just, you know, just.
Okay.
Maybe
that's
pay
the first time I heard that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Just be okay. All right.
Okay.
You have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate
you too. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and do 609. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Whenever you can pick up a long-term relationship, I haven't met anybody yet either, so I don't know when that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, yeah, we might want to look for them and get them in this long-term relationship thing. But you know, I feel like that you're pushing yourself too much on this. You know, just pray about it and then release it and let it go up to Spirit, and then that's gonna be your answers. But I feel like somebody is coming into your path this year. It's somebody that you do know and that you've been around. They're very much interested in you. I don't know why they're not, you know, working on that. But, yeah. So, but it's somebody that you know and you said that you, like you grew up with them. So I don't know about that. But so.
You know what? I mean, last part.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to. Yeah, I'm having a hard time right now hearing you. So,
I'm here.
But yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
What was the last part? I didn't understand.
All right.
You
didn't
with somebody else?
It's somebody else.
Oh, there's somebody else?
Yes.
From his past, I guess, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yeah. All right.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. I appreciate you calling in. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone lines are closed. We have about 8 minutes left. So I'm going to just talk and see what Spirit wants to say to us. The main thing, you know, Spirit's been talking to me about is fear, you know, and we need not to be afraid of things. You know, I was afraid, you know, you feel like you're supposed to talk to a certain person about maybe your spirituality and stuff like that. And, you know, you're afraid what they might say back to you. And, you know, we just need to move forward. Spirit is moving right now like crazy. But that's a good thing. That's what we want to be happening. And so we just need to trust Spirit over and over in our lives. And, I think tomorrow when I'm going to be on air, I think I'm going to share a story with you about when I was in Kansas City and how Spirit got my attention and was talking to me. One thing I tell you, if you ever just choose to have like a quiet day, that'd be good. Just meditation, stuff like that. So, all right. I'm going to go ahead and close out. I appreciate you calling in tonight. It's been great. How about we do it again tomorrow at, let's say, 2 o'clock. All right. See you then. Bye, guys.